So the ESTE Commission was, when ESTE finally reported, nobody believed, as the hearings went on and the meetings went on, people who wanted change were awfully discouraged. But he was playing justice, I guess, playing judge, and devil's advocating, and forcing people to defend their positions. And when the report came out, actually the man who was the president of the Western Canadian Wheat Growers, where I was working, got an advance copy a day or so before, and he phoned me up, and he said, "Paul, you could have written this." And because what Justice Estey did was said, the core issue here is the Canadian Wheat Board's control, and my recommendation is that the Canadian Wheat Board have absolutely no role in controlling transportation anymore, which was exactly what the wheat growers, we had done, I have to say, some very good work in presenting that case to him, partly because of my own experience. I had worked for the Grain Transportation Agency, and I had worked with the companies, and I had been studying the transportation problems for many years, and I laid it out. Here's what happens. Here's why this system doesn't work. Here's how there's no accountability in it. Here's why you need to remove the role of the wheat board, and he agreed. And so this was a game changing moment. Now it didn't. His recommendation was not implemented. I'll just finish this. And mm-hmm, mm-hmm. His recommendation was not implemented because the Wheat Board fought very, very hard to retain its control. And largely it succeeded. So there was the government put together a memorandum of understanding with the board that would relinquish some of its control and it would do certain things, and there was also a group established called the SEO group, Senior Executive Officer Group, that had tried to get these changes, and then they formed what was horribly known as CAPG, which was the Car Allocation Policy Group, which was an industry body. Senior people in the industry to help to modify the logistics control, and it sort of oozed ahead, and I think the economic pressures were just too great. The system had to perform. There were these facilities. We had to make them work, and so slowly, in ways that I was no longer really operationally involved, and so you'd be better off to talk to somebody else about how it actually transpired post ESTE report in 1966. But gradually the controls loosened up, and the companies were given greater management control over their facilities.